We're talking today with Brandon Baumgarten from the Oulton FFA chapter and past president of the Oklahoma FFA Association from this past year. Brandon, you're getting ready to head to Louisville, Kentucky. Why Louisville? I guess maybe first of all, but this is the site for the 2013 convention for the next couple of years. In fact, you're hoping to be the next national officer from the state of Oklahoma. Why that particular dream?
Well, thank you, Ron, and We're in Louisville this year because of we're on a rotation from Indianapolis. We've always been in Indianapolis for a couple of years. Well, now we're in Louisville for a couple of years, and then we'll rotate back to Indianapolis. And I think the expectations are high for Louisville. I think there's going to be a lot of FFA members that are going to enjoy their time. The reason my dream to serve as a national officer is because I truly want to make a difference in the lives of students, not only in the state but also on the national level. I believe there's a difference that can be made if we're willing to make it. And serving as a national officer was something that I dreamed about when I was a freshman. When I first got involved, I thought, wow, how cool would it be to be a national officer one day? But now I have this opportunity to one day serve and represent our state, but also represent our organization, which I believe is so awesome.
Well, let's back up and talk a little bit about your involvement with FFA. What got you interested in the organization in the first place?
Absolutely. I remember when I first got involved, I knew nothing about agriculture. Man, there's nobody in my family related to agriculture. But when I first got involved, my cousin said, Brandy, you need to join FFA, make the most of all the opportunities you get. And when I got involved, I started doing public speakings, junior opening ceremonies, farm business management, livestock judging, state FFA chorus, and man, I just ate it up. I was so passionate about it. I got so excited about it. And it just fueled my fire to one day serve and give back to the organization. And all those things together have blessed my involvement, and so far I'm thankful for every experience.
Now, you know, as we think about the National Convention coming up, Oklahoma in recent years has done very, very well as far as representing the state, and we've had judging teams do well, we've had speakers do well, we've had proficiency award contestants do well, we've had talent on stage, and we've had some national officers in recent years at the same time. You've actually gone a couple of times as a state officer helping lead the FFA delegation. What's it mean to an FFA member when they go last several years to Indianapolis, now to Louisville?
I believe that when you go to national convention, you have this big picture. I think a lot of times when we see a small picture of FFA, and maybe it's in our local communities, whether it be at state convention, whether it be at a local banquet, we see FFA in different snippets. When you go to national convention, you get the big picture. I remember when I went as a member, and I thought, wow. I mean, my mind was blown because you have 55,000 students that are assembled together, all believing in the same thing, believing in the same purpose, believing in the same goals. And together, you ignite that passion. You come together, and you realize the difference that can be made. And that's so encouraging. What my parents are encouraged when they see it. I'm encouraged when I see it. It's motivating because you realize that there is hope for our generation.
And they're all wearing that blue and gold jacket.
Absolutely.
And a lot of different states on the back of those jackets. That's truly unique, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very unique.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about what FFA is really, really, really meant to you. What, you know, as you've gone through the process, you're now a student at Oklahoma State University. You've completed the high school part of your career. You've served a couple of times, as we mentioned, as a state officer. What's FFA done for you? What does it mean to you?
FFA has done so much for me. When I tell you that positive difference that they talk about in our mission statement, man, it resonates with me because the positive difference has been made in me. I'll tell you that I was a person that I struggled believing in myself a lot of times. I struggled with public speaking. I didn't really have the structure to succeed, in my opinion. But when I first got involved, I began to realize that, you know what, I do have a chance. I do have an opportunity. I do have the opportunity to achieve my dreams if I'm willing to believe in them. The FFA instilled something in me, a love for agriculture education and a love for other people. Those things together, I believe, have created a passion that can't be tamed. And I'll tell you that I'm more passionate about making a difference than I ever have been before. And that's because of my time spent in the FFA.
When we think about the national officer process, it's a fairly rough gauntlet that you have to kind of run, and there's a couple of stages to it, and you're actually going to be leaving on the Saturday before the convention to go to Louisville to start.
Yes, that's correct. And I got butterflies in my stomach. I'm anxious and I'm nervous. I'm excited. It's kind of a roller coaster of emotions because you don't know what to expect. But I'm just trusting in God and hoping that whatever His will happen.
You know, you speak of that. I know that one of the things that you've been doing as a student at Oklahoma State University, I guess maybe almost as a part-time position, you know, a job, if you want to call it that, is you've actually gone out and done quite a bit of speaking, and a lot of cases it's been inspirational type opportunities.
Yes. I've been speaking ever since convention ended. I've been speaking at local schools. I've been speaking at officer retreats, doing school assemblies, churches, youth groups. I'm actually going to a youth group tonight in Sepulpa, and I'm speaking there. And I do it for the same reasons, because I'm striving to make a positive difference. And I may not be able to do much, but if I'm willing to give someone hope or be able to reach out to them and be able to tell them that, you know what, you do matter, then I feel like something's been accomplished. And that's the benefit. That's the smile I get on my face when I see that difference made. It excites me, it motivates me, and that's what fuels me to what I do today.
Oklahoma's national officer candidate from the Oilton FFA chapter, past FFA State President Brandon Baumgarten. Our coverage of the 2013 National Convention is a service of the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association. We invite you to check back from time to time on the Blue Green Gazette, a part of our OklahomaFarmReport.com website, for coverage of the 2013 National Convention from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.